Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody loves it when Jesus comes around. You know, when he comes to the door, people bring their sick and people get healed. Peter brings Jesus to his mother-in-law and he lifts up her by the hand and her fever is gone. Have any of you been touched by the flu lately? Would you have liked Jesus to come by your house? You know, just touch your hand and you could rise and get better and go about the work that you're doing. People that were tormented by demons, by spirits, by those powers that drive them to places they'd never go on their own, Jesus casts them out. Everybody loves it when Jesus is near. Great things happen. Lives are transformed. Jesus is present. I know in my life, I have seen that where Jesus is present, lives are changed. One of the stories that is in my family is that my mom's mom, my grandma, before I was born, had open heart surgery, kind of one of the earlier open heart surgeries of our life. And on the operating table, she was dead for a little bit. Her heart stopped. She had died. And they were able to wake her back up. But she came back with a vision from Jesus in heaven saying, it's not your time yet. You've got people to love. You've got grandkids to raise. And at that time, she had no grandkids. And she lived for 13 years after that moment. And that's one of the stories of God changing that life and answering a prayer. I've been in houses where with family, we talk to a dad who's a struggling alcoholic. And we share with him the destructive pattern to himself and to his family. And with that intervention, life isn't immediately changed, but the eyes are open to say, this can't go on. I need Jesus. I need help. I need his work in my life. I've been in hospice rooms, where people are with the sick and the dying. And I've seen miracles happen sometimes, people that the doctors say that there's no hope and lives are changed, healing happens. But I've also seen death come and the peace that Jesus brings, even in the midst of death, to know that their loved one is in Christ. When Jesus is present, lives are transformed. Maybe you've seen that too, that Jesus comes. Jesus changes. He brings healing and hope and life. But today, I want to talk about other times in our lives. What happens when it seems it's night in our lives? When instead of Jesus and light and life, all we encounter is darkness. We wonder, Jesus, where are you? As things in our lives aren't going the way that we think that they should. When we try and we try, and it seems no matter how hard we try, we can never get what we want. Where it seems that our relationships are broken. Where it feels that our hopes are dashed. In this darkness of our life, we might wonder, Jesus, where are you? In the midst of this darkness, sometimes people are tempted to say Jesus isn't there. That Jesus has left them, and so they leave the faith. They leave the church. And yet, these dark times come to our lives. What are we to make of them when it seems that Jesus isn't there? And so I guess a question for you today. What do we do as followers of Jesus when it seems like he sneaks off, all right, and we feel all alone? We feel that we're in the darkness of life. Jesus did this in scriptures. We're told that after he healed Peter's mother-in-law, after he cast out demons and healed the sick, very early the next morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place. And what was he doing there? He was praying. And I think this is really the key of this passage, that Jesus went off. This was the beginning of his ministry. He is just getting started preaching and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That God's kingdom is beginning to take place. And yet, as people come in the morning, they don't find Jesus. Jesus isn't there to heal them. Jesus isn't there to cast out more demons, but he has gone away to pray. And I think about our own lives. Where is Jesus? But I think two truths come out of this passage. That first of all, Jesus never leaves us. As much as it may seem that he's not present, he's there. He's near. He never leaves us. He promises he's with us always. The second thing is that sometimes Jesus goes into the wilderness. Jesus goes to pray because he wants to call us out of the comfort of our lives with him into the wilderness, into the vulnerability of deserted places where there's no other people, just us and Jesus. And so I think we all have deserted places in our lives. There are parts of our heart that we like to try to keep hidden, that we let nobody else see, but we know inside we're dying. We know inside we're hurting. There are parts of our lives where we just feel so out of control. And yet, this is a place that often we like to avoid, right? Nobody likes to go to their deserted place. Nobody likes to go to that place of darkness, of brokenness. But at different times in our lives, it's there. It's present. And so why does God allow brokenness and darkness and these wilderness experiences to happen in our lives? We don't like it. We don't want to go there. We don't want to be there. But I think God brings life out of the wilderness. God brings change as he calls us out of what is comfortable, what is familiar, what is easy, and he calls us to himself. This wilderness, this place of uncomfortableness, this place of being separated and out of control, actually brings us to the point where I think change is possible. God uses those times of wilderness, of darkness, to bring us closer to himself, because in the deserted places, there's only God, right? There's nothing else. Just God. And sometimes in the midst of those that searching, in the midst of that wondering, in the midst of that questioning, we can't rely on anything else, anyone else, not even ourselves. And in the midst of that searching for Jesus, God allows himself to be found. God uses the wilderness experiences in our lives to bring us closer to him. We might wonder, why God, did you let this brokenness happen to my life? Why, God, did you allow this sickness to happen in my life? Why, God, am I going through what I'm going through? We believe there's a purpose. We believe that God can work good out of all things. And so there's that element of faith in the midst of the wilderness, in the midst of the darkness of our lives, to say, Jesus, I can't do this on my own. I need you. I need help. I need strength. I need forgiveness. I need your presence. And so I think God works best out of the wildernesses of this world. When you look at Jesus' ministry, where did he spend a lot of his time? Was it in the cities? No. It was in the wilderness. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, a voice of one crying out of the wilderness. And after Jesus was baptized, this is all in Mark chapter 1, kind of the background of where we're at. Where did the Spirit lead Jesus for 40 days? Into the wilderness, where he was tempted and he was tested. And then Jesus goes to Capernaum, and as he begins his ministry, he heals and he casts out demons. But early in the next morning, he goes into the wilderness, the deserted places to pray. And I think God calls us out of the comfort of this life into the wilderness, because so often he meets us there. He calls us out of that relying on ourselves in this world so that we may fully rely on him. God works best out of those periods of wilderness, of darkness in our lives. We hear in the scripture reading, the disciples finally found Jesus, right? And they, what do they tell to Jesus? Everyone is searching for you. But who are the only people that found Jesus? The disciples, right? Why were they able to find Jesus? Where did they go? Into the deserted places. They went where Jesus was. And I think that's a lesson for us. There were lots of people who were looking for Jesus. But where did they stay? They stayed in the comfort of town. They stayed in the comfort of their lives. They stayed nearby the homes and what they were familiar with. Sometimes we find Jesus where it's uncomfortable. Sometimes we find Jesus in a place where we have to search. Sometimes it's in those times where, in the midst of our confession and repentance, Jesus leads us to the cross. He leads us to a cross where we come face to face with the God who is willing to allow his Son to suffer, to die, that no longer may we be separated from God because of our sin into a permanent separation from God. But in Christ, through faith and repentance, we receive forgiveness. We receive a welcoming into God's family. We receive new life in Christ. And so that's my prayer for you, that as you experience wilderness experiences, I pray that God may work in your heart and in your life. Not that I want you to experience that wilderness, but when it happens, because it does, you get that phone call from the doctor. You get that text message from a friend. Something happened. You get the relationship that's just not going the way that you want to. You've got that own struggle of sin where you feel that you're living two-faced, one face at church and one face if only everybody else knew. You struggle with that shame and that guilt. And Jesus calls us to him to lay it all aside in that wilderness to receive the life, the forgiveness, the peace, the hope in Christ. Because in that wilderness, we pray. There's nothing else to do. We pray, God, help us. God, be with us. I can't do this. May together we find Jesus, a God who shows up, who gives us strength when we can't, and God says, I can. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that you are a God who seeks us, who pursues us. And Lord, as found people who have been washed in the baptismal waters, who have confessed our faith, Lord, help us to not become so secure in our faith that we're afraid of those times of being stretched, of being taken into the wilderness, of realizing we're not in control. Help us, Lord, to go to you, to pray with Jesus, to experience your presence, that out of that deserted place, we may spring forth with new life, hope, forgiveness, and love. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.